This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And no, as Winston Churchill said, it is not the end. It isn't even the beginning of the end. It is perhaps the end of the beginning. The end of the beginning of what? Well, the great American squabble right now, which is sad because it's become, I'm afraid, terribly repetitive. And not all that enlightening, and basically a great deal of it can be corrected by taking a look at U.S. history. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about vaccines, where, yes, it was controversial when George Washington, yes, that George Washington, the great soldier of liberty and the originator of our republic. He was president of the Constitutional Convention. He was president of the United States for the first two terms. Most of the way we see the presidency is based upon decisions and examples that George Washington was compelled to set. And one of the examples he set, not as president of the United States, but as general-in-chief of the Continental Army, was getting his entire army vaccinated because America was facing a very serious smallpox pandemic that had been to some extent promoted by the ongoing war all over the country, and with a spread among Indian populations, among people on the British side, among Americans. Washington, who himself had been a survivor of smallpox, was determined that despite the fact that some of the states that were sending him troops didn't like it, he insisted. And there was no choice. All those out there who were daughters of the American Revolution or sons of the American Revolution, I had the great honor of speaking to a Sons of the American Revolution group. This is a group of people who, on the male side, not just the female side, can trace their lineage all the way back to the Revolution. And all the way back to the Revolution, there has been the knowledge in this enlightened country that vaccinations save lives. In fact, vaccinations have all but eliminated smallpox as a terribly destructive disease. One of the things that in my book, The 10 Big Lies About America, you can find out about, smallpox was a vastly bigger killer of Indians, of Native Americans, of indigenous populations than any willful attempt on the part of anyone to murder one another. Diseases are devastating, they're horrible, but they're not purposeful. And no, that entire story about the British attempting to use in front of Fort William Henry a infected blankets to kill Native Americans, it is simply not true. It is groundless. And in fact, all the history shows that there wasn't a smallpox outbreak. So even if people were secretly attempting to do that with the primitive knowledge they had at the time of immunology and infection, and when I say primitive knowledge, people didn't even know at that time in our history, in the 18th century, in the end of the 1700s, that you're supposed to wash your hands, that might make a difference. Just like people who suggest, well, what's the point of washing your hands for minutes at a time or wearing masks? Because the entire point of everything involving this issue is to try to do the best you can and to try to reduce the level of outbreak of this illness and the level of suffering that the population is going to go through. And by the way, we've been successful. We are continuing to succeed. Some states more successful than others. All of a sudden, apparently, there's new outbreaks in Minnesota. in the upper Midwest, in North Dakota, in Michigan, and Alaska is a terrible situation. And again, you do the best you can, and eventually you roll back the pandemic. Does anyone doubt that we can do that? And does anyone doubt that getting more people vaccinated contributes to progress? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There is this from CBS News, and this is Dr. Hotez of Baylor University and Texas Children's Hospital. It does have to do with CBS collecting various opinions on various points of argument. Clip number three.
You know, the number one argument that we hear is that the vaccine has not been out long enough. But despite the fact that it hasn't been out very long, doesn't mean that it has not been tested. Experts say it's been tested for more than a decade. So this technology, although it's the first time it's been used officially in a vaccine, the mRNA technology, it has been studied for years and years and years, and it is not a brand new technology. It is tried and true. The other is just simply misinformation. People are getting the wrong information on the internet and believing that things are in these vaccines that may harm their children.
And yes, that's a problem. Let's go to Jack in Seattle. Jack, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. So you made a point about people wearing helmets riding motorcycles, whether they should have the choice or whether the government should mandate helmets, correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to go with that as an example, I mean, there's plenty of people that take their own lives in their own hands on a daily basis with that. And they have the choice to do that, to wear a helmet.
They will get arrested and get a ticket. I know people who've gotten tickets for riding without a helmet.
And that's their choice, right?
To get a ticket?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Correct. Is that their choice?
It is their choice to go ahead and ride. And by the way, if they keep repeating it, I would imagine there would be severe consequences.
Okay. Well, yeah, and some of the most severe consequences is that they get into an accident and they die.
Correct. But if you're saying you have a right to kill yourself, you're right. But the government has a right and a responsibility to try to discourage that. And that's what they do by giving you a ticket if you're not wearing a helmet. And see, with the vaccine, if you want to give up your job, if you want to simply not have the access to public facilities, that some of which do require vaccinations, it's your choice. But the point is, that doesn't mean that they should take away that regulation. Just like if you want to go ahead and get a ticket and deal with the cops and deal with getting actually I don't know if it's a criminal record exactly, but a record of infractions by riding around without a helmet, you can do it, you're right. But there are consequences, and that's what the situation is with the vaccine.
Yeah, but what about our religious beliefs? You know,
what religious belief? Can you name one credible, vaguely credible religious figure in any religious tradition who has said you're prevented from getting vaccines?
Yeah, the Amish.
Okay, I would imagine they are able, if that is their teaching, I'm not sure that it is. If the Amish are opposed as a matter of doctrine to getting vaccines, then they get a religious exemption. But I'm not sure that they are, and I'm not sure that they want to. And in terms of the general mainstream, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, even Christian Science, I mean, the Pope has gotten vaccinated, for goodness sake. To talk about this as a religious issue is, I think, kind of off the table, or should be. We will be right back with more on the Washington Policy Center. WPC is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a... another message that came in, and I will share it with you, and then I have some other information about the theory that President Trump is secretly working for the Democratic Party. I don't believe that, but Gerard Butler at the Baker, pardon me, at the Wall Street Journal is trying to make that provocative case. We will get to that. This came in from Scott, who says, "You are such a shill for the vaccine." I want you to know I have zero financial or acquaintance interest or anything with any drug company anywhere, or with the vaccine, or even with corporate hospitals or anything, nothing. There's no connection. "But you are such a shill for the vaccine," he says. "I have the vaccine. I got it by choice." Good. Good for you. I congratulate you, Scott. "But by God, our government should not be forcing people this way, and you damn well know it." No, I don't. I actually take my side with Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and other very strongly pro-vaccine founding fathers. James Madison actually tried to bring it forward during the War of 1812. In any event, he says, "should not be forcing people that way, and you damn well know it. If the WSU coach did not want the shot, then he does not need to justify it to you or to anyone else." Well, he may not feel that he should justify it, but he needed to justify it to make a plea for an exemption, which he did, and he lost because there was no basis for an exemption as held by public health authorities. And when you say he has no need to justify it to anyone else, this is a guy who's being paid by the people of the state of Washington. We pay him out of taxes. And they can say, "Well, yeah, but he earns a lot of money with the football program." Actually, there are different ways that you can compute it, but he is a state employee. He's paid by the state. The money that pays him is, by and large, tax money. There's no separation for a separate private football program. And for someone who is working for the people of the state of Washington, who is responsible for working in a very intimate and direct and physical way with young people whose parents and the young people themselves have to trust him to keep their best interests in line, it is a very, very strong argument that someone who is a public employee of that nature, who is being asked to make no sacrifice, but being asked to follow a very reasonable regulation that everybody else is following, does have a need to comply. And I think that at least some people will recognize that even if you impose mandates in general for a football coach and at a university where you are, so part of what you're doing, if you're teaching at a university or coaching, is trying to set a role model for people. And to, with no explanation, and he's offered none, he's offered no explanation of why he resists the vaccine. So why not? Anybody want to try to explain for Coach Rolovich? And then he goes on, he says, if the WSU coach did not want the shot, then he does not need to justify it to you or to anyone else. The next mandate, he says, that comes down the line that you don't agree with, you better be first in line to comply. This is a slippery slope, and we should stay off of it. Okay, is that what people argued when, about 50 years ago, they started polio shot mandates? And with so many different vaccines required in every state, there's a single state, not Mississippi, not Alaska, nothing, nowhere, where they do not have vaccine mandates for some vaccines and for schools. It's universal. And I don't understand why people have a problem with that. This is from Russ in Lewiston. And Russ writes, motorcycle helmets along with vaccine mandates are a gross overreach of the domain of government. I think you think seatbelts are too? You think that regulations on how they build cars, how they prepare them, rather than making it an absolute choice? Is it reasonable to have safety regulations in automobiles? Is it reasonable to have inspections at restaurants? I mean, a lot of cities have different ratings based upon the cleanliness of restaurants. Isn't it worthwhile? This is one of the first big regulations that has been enormously popular and has saved people's a lot of sickness and illness. Is inspecting the food, making sure it's clean as far as we can get it and pure, and that the restaurants follow health regulations. Why shouldn't they? And he says, neither is appropriate, he says, vaccine mandates for the government to require of its citizens. And you say that after literally more than 200 years of some vaccines being required, and after certification by the Supreme Court, there's a big case in Galveston, Texas, 1922, a very big case, which is the lead case on this, the Jacobson case in 1905. You learn about this stuff in law school. It's been there forever. Let me go to John in Marysville, Washington. You're on the MedVet Show. Oh, well, that's his email. I've been a dedicated listener for many years. Today I was listening, and the way you went on and on about the vaccine and disrespect for those that are choosing not to take it was over the top. For the record, I did get the vaccine at first opportunity. My choice. Good. Anyway, there are more opinions about the vaccine out there. Maybe spend more time investigating where the virus came from rather than insulting those that are making the choice not to blindly follow. It's their business. John, it's not just their business. It's primarily their business. But, for instance, I appreciate the fact that the widespread use of the vaccine has allowed theater to come back, has allowed sporting events to come back. Without the vaccines and without a very high level of vaccinated population here in Seattle, we wouldn't have the Kraken. We wouldn't have had the Mariners having a season with literally thousands of people that actually was a lot better than had been reasonably expected. Meanwhile, speaking about better and worse than respected, some news about the other ongoing fights in the other Washington coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats put together the American Rescue Plan to help make the American dream more obtainable.
Americans have found it's getting harder to reach. That's what creates a sourness in the land. That's the sunny optimism, so crucial to our identity, has receded away from view.
The New York Democrats saying a Build Back Better agenda will benefit American citizens for years to come while also addressing major issues like climate change. Gas prices continue their three-week climb. A AAA survey saying the national average price for regular jumped a cent and a half from Monday to $3.34 a gallon. Texas leads the nation with the least expensive gas. Meanwhile, no shocker, California has the highest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a three-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the many, many arguments going on right now has to do with a new lawsuit that was filed by Donald J. Trump and filed against the Congress of the United States, not particularly surprising. And this has to do with their desire to try to get hold of documentation about what he was doing on January 6th. And the Congress has asked for material from the National Archives and from the administration, but the National Archives mostly, because basically with an investigation of a riot where Trump wasn't heard from, he didn't speak publicly or send out any Twitter messages or anything of that nature, and this at a time when he still had access to social media, for several hours, about four. And they're trying to get hold of that information. Trump is opposed to that. The headline, Trump is suing through shield files and riot inquiry. Legal battle is likely with House panel. And it's a legal battle that is also likely to go on and on and on and on as these things do. And by the way, it's not that Trump doesn't have a case. He does. And I think the case is probably unlikely to prevail, but still, there it is. But there's more. And this was absolutely shocking to me. Because Gerard Baker, who is one of the editors of Wall Street Journal, has been a pretty big cheerleader for President Trump and basically has been supportive of him by and large until, well, right now he raises, I think, what is a very provocative point. He has a headline today in the Wall Street Journal, Trump is a Democrat. How's that for a conspiracy theory? And what he writes here, he says, an insane conspiracy theory might be as good an explanation as any of how Mr. Trump somehow keeps coming to the rescue of the Democrats, just as they look to be burying themselves in their own extremism, hypocrisy, and unfitness for office. He's trying to make it as clear as possible that he's not a Democrat by any construction. He says the thought is prompted by the former president's broadside last week, in which he more or less instructed his supporters to do something that should produce Democratic landslides in forthcoming elections. Quote, if we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, wrote President Trump in a statement, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, Republicans will not be voting in 2022 or 2024. It's the single most important thing for Republicans to do, read the former president's statement. It's not as though the strategy hasn't worked perfectly before, writes Gerard Baker. In January, incensed by his failure to convince enough people that he had actually won the November election, he and some of his so-called aides suggested voters in Georgia shouldn't bother showing up in the state Senate runoff election because that too was going to be rigged. The result? Just enough Republicans who had voted in the first round last November declined to follow up in the January 5th runoff. And we got two senators who changed the world, or at least tried to. To that helpful intervention by Mr. Trump can be attributed trillions of dollars in prospective tax and spending increases, several confirmations of far-left Biden nominees, and this continuing offense against sanity, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders. And this is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, by the way, is it too much to say that Trump actually cost those two elections, the elections of Senator Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff? Well, here's the basis for saying that. In the first round of the election, there were far more Republicans who turned out. Now, part of that is because there was a presidential election on ballot. Presidentials almost always draw a higher turnout than a senatorial election. But this was supposed to be important. And a higher percentage of Democrats, the number of Democrats who actually went out and voted, went up. Number of Republicans went down. And part of that, if you look at the specifics in county by county in Georgia, it shows that part of it went because Republicans were discouraged. The whole idea that the election is rigged, that you can't get a fair election, that's not a way to bring people out to vote. It does the opposite. And he says, this is the gift that keeps on giving to Democrats. If Mr. Trump's latest campaign is successful, he may well deter just enough voters from going to the polls in next month's knife-edge Virginia governor's race, thereby handing the old Dominion to a Democratic Party that thinks it owns your children and has the right to tell them what to think. If the normal laws of political gravity were to apply, the Democrats should be headed for an epic defeat in next year's midterms, with Republicans sweeping away the tiny Democratic majority in the House, breaking the tie in their favor in the Senate, strengthening their grip on state houses and governors, mansions across the country, and rescuing the country from the lunacy of the Sanders-AOC political condominium. But if Mr. Trump gets his way, none of this will happen. It is important to state this again. There is a lot wrong with the 2020 election, he writes, from the Democrat-managed and Democrat-friendly explosion in mail-in voting, to late changes, to the disgraceful way in which national media and tech companies sought to manipulate opinion in favor of the Biden campaign. But that doesn't qualify as the great presidential election fraud Mr. Trump is prepared to throw over the future of the country to prove. It certainly needs to be redressed. And the best way to do that is to elect politicians who will redress it. The kind of Republican voter suppression that Trump seems to crave benefits only one party. And again, it's not the one the former president claims to support. I think that's insightful and powerful and should be noted. There's also something else where when you look at President Trump and what he said today and found it necessary to say about General Powell. And again, do I think that Trump had to say something beautiful and generous and good and appropriate about General Powell? No, not at all. He's a former president. If he was still president, of course, it would be mandatory. But for him to jump in a day after the man dies, and he is somebody who is still held in very high esteem by most Americans, and for him to basically run down General Powell and to say that the media were overlooking his mistakes, and he wishes he would be treated as beautifully as the fake news media who are saying good things about General Powell, it's a little bit tone deaf. And if you ask a basic question, is this going to help build a Republican Party and help victory in Virginia coming up? And yes, it's relevant. And in the midterms coming up more than a year from now? Well, let's think about eye on the prize. And the prize is taking back the House of Representatives and probably the Senate. We'll be right back.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking earlier in the last segment, we were talking about the chances, and they remain excellent chances, for Republicans to make substantial gains, much more substantial gains even than they need, to take control of both houses of Congress. They need one U.S. Senate seat, and they need five House seats. And then we have a different world in Washington, D.C., where actually I think it will be less log-jammed because it'll be very clear that the Democrats have no ability to do something entirely on their own. They need to work with Republicans in the case that the Republicans succeed in this coming election. And concerning the success in that election and in the election of 2024, Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC, who's on frequently with Morning Joe, and of course, big liberal, he's way over to the left. I mean, maybe not quite as far over as some of the folks on MSNBC. Tara Reid certainly is, and Rachel Maddow certainly more clearly on the hard left. Did I say Tara Reid? No, Tara Reid, remember, was that? Yes, I don't think she has a show on MSNBC, nor should she. Joy Reid, excuse me. Tara Reid was the lady who had attacks about Biden having allegedly assaulted her. And that was, many years ago. But we'll leave that alone for the time being, at least. Donnie Deutsch, and certainly no conservative, was talking on Morning Joe and talking about this idea that Democrats really, really depend on one guy for their hopes in upcoming elections, and that guy is Trump. Listen, this is clip 8. Yeah.
If the Republicans ran anybody but Donald Trump, they would win in a landslide. Anybody just
anybody.
Right up said
wow.
There is
anybody.
Anybody. I would like to see some polls today. First, a poll of Trump against Biden, which I think Trump would eke out a victory. But then I want to see polls with Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or fill in the blank, and they would win by over double digits. It is, you know, I live in this bubble, in this very kind of blue state, and I cannot tell you the unrest with the feeling of the Democrats in control, the way they're running things, the way Biden not feeling his hands are on the wheel, and nobody on deck. That's the concern the Democrats have. But if the Republicans were smart, they would move away from Trump. Can they? Will they? You and I don't know that. But clearly, if they did, it would be a landslide.
Well, okay. Now, people may not welcome that advice from Donnie Deutsch. I do think that at the moment it's uncertain that the Democrats can win on either side. Or if the presidency, the presidential election were offered right now and Biden were trying to go for another term, I think it would have great, great trouble. It's one of the reasons I don't believe that he will, Joe Biden, run for a second term at age 82. Because remember, we're talking about a year away until the midterm elections and 3 years away until the presidential election. And there's also this, and this is one of those stories that just grabbed my attention because it was why it is that crime and the rising crime rate, and there's new data every day about how crime is going up and it impacts everybody. And right now, actually, I think that can be an even bigger issue for Republicans than either the Build Back Better bill or the infrastructure bill or any of these spending bills and tax increases that the Democrats are talking about. Let me just share this with you. I read a brief item about it, and it raises this whole series of questions. A convicted murderer who was released from prison last year, less than a year ago, has been arrested and charged with a new murder, this of a Sunrise, Florida woman whose body was found after she had been missing for weeks. Eric Pearson, 54, was arrested Saturday on a first-degree murder charge just hours after the disappearance of Erica Verdicchia, whose body was found near Fort Lauderdale. Sunrise police said Pearson confessed to stabbing the single mother to death. She was stabbed four times with a screwdriver and killed her with a screwdriver with four stabs on September 25th. Verdicchia, 33, was the mother of a young daughter who had been missing for a couple of days. The missing persons flyer said her disappearance was completely out of character. I just want justice for my sister, Lynette Augusto said. My sister didn't deserve this at all. She didn't deserve to die like this. The victim's mother, Carmen Verdicchia, said that at first police would not report her missing. 3, 4, 5, 6 days, the police were telling me she could be anywhere. No, this is not what my daughter is like. And it wasn't until the family did their own investigative work they discovered that Verdicchia had been seen with Pearson, and they said police finally reported her missing. Pearson, and this is the amazing thing, he had been released from prison just about a year ago, September of 2020. He had been sentenced to 40 years for the 1993 brutal beating death of a 17-year-old named Christina Whitaker, whose death galvanized a push for longer prison sentences. He was sentenced to 40 years, and he got out after 27 years. So after beating a 17-year-old to death, he gets out after 27 years, and then right after he gets out, and again, this is actually an amazing thing when you think about it. He was out of prison after 27 years for less than a year before committing this latest murder. And there's more. In 1985, right? So we're talking 1985, 37 years ago almost, he had committed another strangulation, and he had broken into a woman's home and slit her throat. And he actually also cut up both of her arms. She survived. So you know how long he served on that? This is the guy who went on to kill this one woman in 1993. And and then to kill another woman he's already confessed, so it's not alleged, just a couple of days ago. On that first charge of breaking into a woman's home and slitting her throat, he served 4 years and then let out. And by the way, I could read you more about the criminal record, which is extremely extensive, but when you have three different deadly assaults on women, doesn't there need to be some consideration on the death penalty? I was actually heartened to see that President Biden does not believe that the death penalty should be withdrawn for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, the surviving Boston Marathon bomber. Well, that's good. But shouldn't there be an ability, more of an ability, for our criminal justice system with all of the problems we have now to make it less likely that people who have committed murder will be let out of prison, will be paroled? And by the way, we still don't know what's going to happen with Sirhan Sirhan, to speak about famous murderers who are supposed to be paroled. I think that's going to be up to Gavin Newsom, and I have no confidence or belief at all that he will make the right decision. We have a couple of decisions to make in covering what is going on at large. There is a new ad from Terry McAuliffe. He's flush with money, spending money like crazy to try to win the race in Virginia. And he has a new ad that has an almost flat-out lie trying to erase and change his own background. We will get to that. We will also get to the latest about baby doomers. This is young people who believe that it is their obligation to withdraw from having children. Why? To save the planet and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.